If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
This is Vacation with the Griswolds with your hosts, Steve and Lisa Griswold. We're here to give you information, advice, and opinions on some of the most popular travel destinations domestically and internationally. Whether you're traveling alone, as a couple, or with family, or vacationing with multiple generations or a group, we hope you'll find value and entertainment in our show. Now, here's Vacation with the Griswolds.
Hi, welcome to Vacation with the Griswolds. This is Lisa.
Hey, and Steve is here. It's cold. We're in Atlanta.
Yeah, we've had a lot of school snow days because of the cold and the ice.
Yeah, we're going on a record. And I'm sure everybody up north who's listening is like, oh my gosh, it can't be that cold or snowing in Atlanta. But yeah. We've missed, I think, the whole week of school.
We went one day this week.
Yeah, so now we wanted to do something warm.
We're going to bring the warm fuzzies to all the Atlantans.
So we're going to go to the Caribbean.
Yes, and to bring us there, we have Tamara. Welcome, Tamara.
Hi, welcome. It's my pleasure.
Okay, now Tamara Christie Johnson is the business development for Jamaica Tourism Board, and you're going to get us all warm, aren't you? Or at least wanting to get warm.
At least you'll be thinking warm thoughts. You'll be daydreaming about Jamaica.
I like it.
Yeah, we love going down to Jamaica. And for Atlanta, they have a direct flight. We get up, you get on a plane, and then like before lunch, you're on the beach having a drink in your hand. So it's pretty nice if you've got a direct flight anywhere from the U.S. or at least from Atlanta to get down there.
Yeah, and the beauty of it is you have 4 nonstop direct flights to Jamaica from Atlanta. You can be there before lunch. You can be there in the morning. And if you want to just get there early afternoon, that's fine as well.
Very good. Sounds good to me. I want to know, I'm going to jump right into the stuff I want to get into, and that's beaches. What are the best beaches in Jamaica, and why? Why do you think they're the best ones?
Well, I can tell you this. Jamaica, as you know, is an island right there in the Caribbean Sea, right? And the beauty of it, of this beautiful island, is that it's surrounded by the Caribbean Sea. Every part of it is located in the Caribbean Sea. There's no Pacific, there's no Atlantic, it's just Caribbean. So all the beaches around the island are really beautiful. I can tell you that. All of them. White powdery sand beaches. Now, when you talk about where would you find the best quality, you mm-hmm. can take a look more towards the west and south coast of the island. There you'll find little tourist towns like Negril, which is very well known. I like Negril's beaches. It has a 7-mile stretch of beautiful white sand beaches. So for me and for many persons that just want a nice beachy vacation, they'll go there. The South Coast also, on the other hand, has some of the most unspoiled beaches on the island. But I can tell you another thing that a lot of people don't even think about is that these are small areas of the island. The entire island, if you go to Port Antonio, you'll find really nice beaches. And if you should do the drive along the circumference, like you're going along the edge of the island towards Port Antonio, you'd be so surprised of how beautiful those beaches are. And a lot of them are not tourist towns. But just to give you an idea. So within the tourism towns, I'd say Negril and the South Coast.
Yeah, we love Negril. I mean, Negril, you've got the resorts. You've got, like you said, 7 miles of beach. You've got the vendors are there. Everything is right there. A lot of things going on in Negril. And then we also went over towards the South Coast and some of the beaches over there, like you said, they're kind of like tucked away. So if you want more of a romantic beach, I think, there's not a lot of people on the beach, if anybody. And then we've also done a couple little kind of boutique hotels where you maybe go down the cliffs and there's just a little cove with a small little beach right there.
Right. I can tell you too that, I had the fortune of being in Ocho Rios, and I went to a beach on one of the properties there in Ocho Rios. And there is a difference with the beaches in Ocho Rios and Negril, mainly in terms of the color of the sand. Now in Negril, it's that bright white sand, whereas in Ocho Rios, on some parts of the beach, you'll find like a more tan sand, which is great because it allows you to relax. The sun isn't reflecting off of it so much, you know, and the beach there is so calm, very calm. And you can walk out for very far onto that beach in the water and you're still able to swim. The water won't go above your head or anything. So it's really, really great. It depends on your personal preference.
Okay. So you're talking about calm waters. Are there rough waters anywhere? It's not like we can go to Jamaica and surf, can we?
You definitely won't be able to surf much in Jamaica because most of the waters there are calm. On the South Coast, there's one area where you won't get the surf, the big wave, and you won't be able to do that. But it might be a little bit more choppy on certain days on some parts of the South Coast.
Okay, so if we avoid the South Coast because we don't like rough water, that would be the smart thing to do.
Well, I don't think any part of the island has rough water.
Okay.
You won't really find rough waves because it's really totally covered. In terms of, we're kind of in the middle of the Caribbean, and if you look at a globe, or for example, you will see that there are land masses such as the United States or other islands like Cuba, and then the Lesser and Greater Antilles, which really keeps out a lot of those waves from coming in, so you won't have rough waters.
Okay.
Location, location, location.
And you've got it. Excellent.
Literally, we've got the great real estate of the Caribbean.
Okay, so you've got the real estate. Now, on the real estate, what if I wanted to have an adventure? I'm an adventure seeker. What does Jamaica offer me for adventure?
We've got many rivers on the island, and you can go and experience what we call whitewater rafting. So you can go rafting on almost like a roller coaster style, or you can do the calm rafting on the bamboo raft, such as what they do in Port Antonio on the Rio Grande. So you can do rafting on the Martha Bray in those little river tubing, or you can actually go out there and do what we have in the Negril side, which is the western side of the island. They call that dune buggy rides. And, you're really going over those sand dunes and going through different areas of the foliage and more of a rainforest type feel. So you get to really see a lot of the terrain. So there's quite a number of different things you can do. There is the, for example, Mystic Mountain Bobsled Jamaica tour, which allows you to do bobsledding on rails through the jungle. Yeah, and it is so much fun. You go up 700 feet above sea level, and you have that rainforest there, and you're overlooking Ocho Rios. So there's quite a number of things out there. One of my favorite things to do is the horseback riding. It's adventurous in that they take you through various towns, small little villages on the island on the horseback. And you also get to cross rivers on that horseback. And then they finally end up right by the seashore. And those horses are so excited to just go riding in the water with you on their back, you know. So it's a lot of fun. And again, adventure.
Now, one of the things I love is the Jamaican Blue Mountain Coffee. But my wallet doesn't love the Jamaican Blue Mountain Coffee. So I don't get to have it that much, but one of these days I want to do a tour. Do they have like a coffee tour where you can go up into the mountain and see where it's grown and do a little taste testing and something like that?
Indeed they do. You certainly can do one of the coffee tours. There are quite a number of them. You can do the bicycling tours, or you can do the hiking tours, and right along the path, well, while you're doing those tours by bicycle or hiking, you will see a lot of, well, Jamaican style coffee shops along the way. And you know what's so beautiful about it too is that the Blue Mountains it's about 7,444 feet high, approximately above sea level. So you actually get up there and it's really misty with fog, and that allows for the perfect temperature for the growing of these coffee beans, the Arabica coffee beans, and they are exceptional. You can do tours of the coffee distributor, the person who actually grows the coffee. You can go through from...
Tamara, I'm going to interrupt real quick. We're going to break right here, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Did you know you can book your vacation with the hosts of Vacation with the Griswolds? Steve and Lisa Griswold are happy to help you plan your next bucket list vacation, and their planning services are free. Get a free quick quote today at griswoldradio.com. That's griswoldradio.com, or call 678-815-1584. Again, go to griswoldradio.com or call 678-815-1584 and start planning your vacation today.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed.
Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
All right, and I'm so sorry I had to interrupt you. We were talking about coffee tomorrow.
Oh, not a problem. You know I can go on and on.
Well, the breaks dictate the show. So so we were talking about the coffee, the Blue Jamaican coffee, and go ahead and finish up, and then maybe we can go more into some of the Jamaican cuisine and food.
Sure, absolutely. So, of course, with the Blue Mountain coffee, you can taste it straight from the coffee brewers, of course, right there, and you will enjoy that. And one hint, when you're in Jamaica, buy Blue Mountain coffee in Jamaica. It will be cheaper than buying it in the U.S. So bring back a souvenir for yourself and a friend.
Yeah, we need to do that next time we're there.
I always do. I always bring you coffee.
I know. I drink it really quick, too. Yeah. You know, the only thing I love is the food, the jerk, like a Jamaican jerk shack. Oh, and a red stripe. Red stripe in a bottle.
That's true.
Oh, I get some
of
that chicken.
That's true. And if you get a chance, you need to stop at Scotch's. They've got a location in Ocho Rios as well as Montego Bay. So Scotch's is a great jerk center that has really great jerk chicken, jerk pork. They even do sweet potatoes and a lot of great stuff. So,
that's my favorite. And we still haven't been. I've driven by it a few times. But I'm always with a bunch of people and I can never get everybody to go. So I need to get to Scotch's because you're not the only one. Everyone says Scotch's is great. I always end up at like some roadside, you know, some guys cooking on like a half of a barrel and it's still pretty good. So it's really, it's authentic.
Yes, very authentic, and they really know how to cook. They're very good with their spices. Another food that you really need to try while you're in Jamaica is the Jamaican beef patties. So once you get a chance, getting it straight from the patty shop is the best, you know. And even if you get it from the hotel, it's also very good, very, very delicious. And one more thing is our national dish, which is ackee and saltfish. You want to try that. Exceptional. It will tickle your taste buds. We also have another meal that we... Well, let me tell you about a nice drink since you mentioned the Jamaican red stripe. You're going to want to research Star Ale. That's a beautiful Christmas drink that we have. Sorrel. It's red. It's red because it's really a flower, a beautiful flower, almost looking like an orchid. And they get that and they somehow steep it and get a really great drink from it. And it's mixed with ginger, you know, so you know it's really a good drink. You can have it virgin or you can top it off with a little Appleton rum.
Ooh.
And yeah, it makes a great drink.
You got it all. That's all there. Now, the beef patties, gosh, I love those too.
Yeah.
We had those. Now, I had heard, and you might know, that they might actually have those at Costco, but I'm sure they're not as good. But is there any equivalent?
Yeah, I think I've spotted them at Costco, but it won't taste like how it is when it comes straight out of the patty shop. And I tell you, in Costco, they might have beef. I won't stretch to think they'll have chicken patties, but they might have beef. Mm. And we have chicken patties, those lobster patties, shrimp patties, soy patties, vegetable patties, all kinds right there in Jamaica. And just in case you've missed the chance to have some Jamaican beef patty, you might find it at the airport, including one spot at the airport that you might see it is Club Mo Bay. So if you get a chance,
that's right.
I've had a beef patty at Club Mo Bay.
That's true. That's like your last beef patty. And Club Mo Bay is awesome. If you have never, we love Club Mo Bay. So when you fly in, you have to go to Club Mo Bay on the way in because they have they have someone who takes you through customs and they help you get your luggage and they help you all the way in. So you get the expedited line there. And then Club Mo Bay on the way out is great because the lounge is. Well, we've been at a lot of airport lounges, but the Club Mo Bay lounge is phenomenal for food and everything else.
It is, and they certainly treat you like a VIP.
Yes.
So if you want to arrive in style and comfort, and it's really at a nominal cost, it's really great for the value of what you're getting. Club Mo Bay is a really great way to go.
I like that. Okay, so we haven't really talked about the fabulous places to stay when you go to Jamaica. Do you have any favorites? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're allowed to have favorites.
I'm not allowed to have favorites, but I'm certainly allowed to mention a few.
Okay, well, go ahead.
So let me tell you some of the ones that you definitely want to stay at. You want to take a chance at Sandals Resorts, of course. They've got quite a number of them sprinkled throughout all the resort areas except Port Antonio. You know, Port Antonio doesn't have all-inclusives, but all the other resort areas to date has. Moon Palace is also a wonderful place to stay, great and kid-friendly too. And it's even good for those who want to do their romantic getaway. So Moon Palace is one. The Couples Resort, they've got a few in Negril and Ocho Rios. And Breathless, which recently opened up. It's a part of the AM Resort chain. So you have Secrets, you have Sunscape, you have, Secrets, you have both Wild Orchid and St. James. So that's quite a number that you can take a look at. And I can't forget Zoetree, so that's another one added in. I also like, for those who want to try something new, you can take a look at the Jamaica Inn or
are these mom
those
pop
other
type
properties
individual
really nice Half Moon, you know, you can take a look at those too. But I also like the Reuse and the Iberostar properties, really, really great properties there in Montego Bay. Rio is also in Negril and Ocho Rios. And I can't not mention the Hyatt or the Hilton for those of us who really want to go that direction. They've got a few properties in Orr Island too.
Okay, so let me ask you this. If you are a first timer, pick one or two resorts that you would recommend for a first timer that would be budget friendly. And, go ahead.
Budget-friendly Royalton is a really great choice for first-timers. The Royalton Resort and Iberostar and Riu.
Okay.
Those are very budget-friendly properties, but they are also very nice, especially the Royalton, all of them are really good.
Okay, so we are running out of time. I am going to ask for one higher end resort. What would you pick? Budget's not an object.
Try all or Round Hill. You know, Prince Harry stayed at Round Hill. Meghan Markle stayed at Round Hill too. The Kennedys and royalties stay at Half Moon as well. And I really do love Jamaica Inn. I might have mentioned it before, but yes.
Okay, so if someone wanted more information on Jamaica, they could go to a website, couldn't they?
They could take a look at our website because it's really good. It tells you about activities coming up For example, if you want to do the Jamaica Jazz Festival, or if you want to do Rebel Salute, okay. or if you want to do another one that's called Tomorrow Today Culture Fest. So it does give you that option, okay. as well as it lists a few hotels and resort towns.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for coming on, talking about Jamaica. Next, we're going to have Alan talking about No Taste Like Home.
What if bravery loves company? Stop wondering and start wandering now. Get 30% off every guest and up to $200 to spend at sea on Oasis of the Seas sailing from Port Canaveral. Adventures start from $5.99. Fill your next vacation with new discoveries and no limits. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. This offer ends soon.
Contact Pixie Vacations to start planning your Royal Caribbean vacation today. 678-815-1584 or pixievacations.com.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center. where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome back. This is Vacation with the Griswolds, and we're going to be switching gears now. And now we have Alan Musket from No Taste Like Home. I love that name. Welcome, Alan.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You have a very interesting little niche going on. Can you tell us a little bit about No Taste Like Home?
Yeah, sure. We are a tour company that takes people out to eat, which means outside, and we show them what is edible. Yeah, in nature. And the reason for the name is that we hope that people feel more at home in nature. But we go foraging with them and cook up what they found, and they can take the rest of it to a restaurant that fixes up what they found into a dinner.
Wow. So that's pretty unique. So that's pretty cool. So you're in Asheville. So I've done some of the traditional things. We've done the Biltmore House, and I know they have a lot of, I guess, breweries over there. I haven't been back since all the breweries are up. But this is kind of a fun little side thing to do. So how do they, is it like a something they book for a lunch or a dinner, or is it like a 4-hour expedition to forage and figure that out and then cook?
Well, no, we have a couple options. We do a 3-hour tour where we forage together, and then usually in the evening, although sometimes for lunch, people have the meal where they use what we found. In winter, we have our 3-hour tour in the afternoon, so people have their meal the next day. We also have an hour and a half walk where we point out things and taste them. We don't actually forage stuff, but you can have dinner on site because those walks take place at the Omni Grove Park Inn, and those are in the afternoon always, so you can actually just stay and have dinner, you know, an hour and a half later if you'd like. So those are the two ways to do it.
I'm intrigued. I can't imagine what on earth you're going to find out there. What do you find? What's out there?
Yeah. Well, you know, I like to say that BC, you know, before Costco, everyone knew how to do that. And there's to the modern people, a surprising amount of wild food. In our area alone, there's over 300 edibles that you could find. Every time we go out, there are probably at least 50 things that we could eat. And we try to only talk about a dozen because, you know, it's overwhelming to meet too many. But, you know, to answer your question, they fall into categories of anywhere from, you know, greens to nuts, fruits, seeds, roots, mushrooms, shoots, flowers, maybe an insect every once in a while.
Oh, yummy. I was hoping for that.
Yeah.
What kind of insect?
Well, it's not required.
What kind of insect do you find and eat?
We don't search them out, but, you know, we might come across ants, you know, or grasshoppers, crickets, sometimes grubs when you go for, you know, nuts at the end of the season, like going into late fall. But most of the time it's, you know, mushrooms are people's edge as it is.
Okay. So do you go out, is it a small group or how big is the group size when you go out?
Yeah, well, excuse me. We aim for ideally 8 to 10 people, but it can be as few as 2, and we try to cap it at I'd say 15 the most.
Okay.
But we've done larger groups before, you know, that want to stay together.
So you help everyone find what's edible, and I guess they have a little basket, and then they go back. Now, do you go back? I love the Grove Park Inn. We haven't been there in a long time either.
Another story.
We need to get back up there. And do you get to go into the Grove Park Inn, and is that where the kitchen is, or where do you actually prepare the meals later?
Uh-huh. Yeah, so the Grove Park has several restaurants, and the one that prepares the dish is View 1913. And the chefs prepare that on their own. Like,
okay.
I should clarify that, on the 3-hour tour, we do cook up stuff at the end, but it's a real simple thing right on spot, right outside.
Okay.
We make a quick tasting, and, you know, people pitch in and we do that together, but it isn't a very involved, you know, cooking process or lesson. And then the restaurant dinner isn't one either. You're just going out to dinner. But we do have an option. We partner with a cooking school where you can take your food that night to this couple that you know, makes dinner with you in their home. And that's more of a cooking lesson if people are looking for that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to ask. I have to ask. Have you ever trained anyone before they went on Survivor?
See, I thought you were going to ask me if I'd ever poisoned anyone.
No.
But you can ask whatever you want.
Okay. And, I'll ask that next.
I have not trained someone for Survivor. What do you call it? I guess you call it training on the Outdoor Channel. There was a series where I did pretty much train someone for an episode of it where he had to basically do survive on what he could find for the next, it was just for a day or something.
Okay.
Now can kids do any of the different tours, or is it mostly for
an age minimum?
Mm-hmm. No, there's no age minimum. We've had people with babies on their backs, you know, with toddlers, and, we just tell them to keep an eye out on them, and just like any adult, like not to put anything in their mouth unless we say it's okay. Kids are the best foragers. They're better than the parents are at spotting things and at being able to tell the difference between things. They're very perceptive.
Huh. Yeah.
You said that you go out in the winter too. Is it a lot harder mm-hmm. when it's snow covered ground?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we don't have snow most of the time here in Asheville, but the ground itself gets frozen eventually. And at that point, some things are easy all year. You know, pine needles are out all year, and they make a wonderful tea. You know, birch twigs are out all the time, and they taste like root beer.
Mm.
Sassafras root, you'd have to dig, but... if you did, that would be even more like root beer. And, there's even a mushroom. It's actually a fungus you could find all year round. And you grind it up, and it makes like a mocha-flavored coffee.
Huh.
So that's pretty neat. Mm-hmm.
Now,
you got Steve's attention there.
Well, all right. So then I have to ask about mushrooms, because I'm sure everybody asks about mushrooms. Now, the person for people who don't know about mushrooms, which is me, you just hear some legend that, like, 90, I don't know, I'll just make up a number, like 95% of mm-hmm. mushrooms are poisonous. So is that, so mm-hmm. what's the deal, I guess, with mushrooms?
Well, I'm going to ask you, honestly, like both of you, tell me what is your real guess?
Oh, I don't know.
What the percentage is.
Oh.
Well, I'm sure it's not.
Whatever.
What's
the percent? Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Sure. I go first and you're going to go the opposite. I will say, 30% are poisonous.
Ooh. It's like Price is Right. I should guess a dollar.
Yeah. That's why I figured you were making me go first. You were going to say 31%.
But I know
win.
Every time you look, I mean, I think.
Wait, I didn't hear your number.
25%. But I'm sure the general thing on the internet is like, you know, almost every single one.
Okay, so
yeah,
Alan.
Yeah, so if this was Price is Right, you'd both lose.
Uh-oh, that means there's a lot of poisonous.
Because you both went over.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, and the answer is that the percentage of mushrooms that are poisonous isn't 30 or 25% or 10% or 1%. It's, I think, 0.01%.
Oh.
Really?
There are maybe 30,000 kinds of mushrooms in the world, and so far we only know of about 10 that are, I'm sorry, you know, I should fix that. 10 that are deadly, and then maybe 300 that are poisonous.
Okay, so that's just going to give you an upset tummy.
Or a little worse.
Or a headache or a trip.
It could be worse.
Okay.
But most of the time, most of the poisonings are just upset stomach. I'd say about at least 50%, probably higher.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's interesting. We are going to take a break, and then when we come back, I do want to hear more about mushrooms, and we can talk about some more aspects about outdoor foraging and what you can find, how you can eat, how you survive. I think I'm going to go out there, and I'm just going to start eating mushrooms.
No, this is not a good idea.
All right, well, we'll talk about that in just a moment.
We'll be right back with more Vacation with the Griswolds.
There's nothing quite like the magic at Walt Disney World Resort. It's the place where dreams come true. Moments last a lifetime, and enchantment is around every corner. The world tells you to grow up. Here, you never have to. Walt Disney World Resort. That's the power of magic.
Start planning your magical Walt Disney World vacation today with Pixie Vacations. Contact a Pixie at pixievacations.com or call 678-815-1584.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
With so much information out there, planning a vacation can be stressful and confusing. How do you know which hotel to book or what vacation package is really the best fit for you? Steve and Lisa Griswold, the hosts of Vacation with the Griswolds, will help you plan your vacation. There is never a charge for their planning services when booking your vacation with them. Contact Steve and Lisa at griswoldradio.com for a free vacation quick quote. Write this down, griswoldradio.com, or call 678-815-1584.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
Okay, so Alan, we've got you. You are telling us all about foraging. If someone wanted to know more about this or book a tour with you, how would they do that?
Yeah, the website is our company name, notastelikehome.org. And if you go there, you can see the calendar and you can book the tour. You can, you know, email us with any questions. There's frequently asked questions on there, and there's lists of what foods you can find each month, and there's images from tours from every month of the year. So everything's at notastelikehome.org.
Okay. Very good. Go check it out. Yeah. And now I want to get back to the mushrooms. So I'm picturing myself,
all right,
you know, I don't know, in the middle of nowhere for some reason, and I have to either forage or die.
I guess what are some of the what are some of the things you could get in Asheville? I guess, what are your top 10 things that you would find? And we're in Atlanta, so we're fairly
top
close.
10 sustaining.
Yeah. So what were the things that you would most likely find and cook up?
Well, you know, the funny thing is, if you did have to forage or die, this would be a great place to do it. And in fact, you'd be better off even in Atlanta, in the middle of the city, than in the woods.
Wow.
Huh.
So, yeah, there is actually more wild food in the city than in the country.
I might
and
go foraging.
Yeah. Unusual. Explanation is, I mean, when you, if you've ever gardened, you know, if you don't take care of it, you get a bunch of weeds.
Yeah.
And although most of those weeds are edible, and they're some of the biggest things, like dandelion is edible. You know, gardeners know chickweed, and I hate that, but that's like one of the best salad greens you could eat. People hate a plant called Japanese knotweed. It takes over their yard, but it's basically like wild rhubarb. So it tastes like you can make a pie out of it. It's tart.
Wow.
People hate stinging nettle because they run into it and it hurts. But once you cook it, it doesn't hurt, and it's like spinach times 10. It's just amazingly tasty and nutritious. Huh. So those are all plants, and mushrooms you'll find in the city too. And whenever you cut a tree down, if there's mulch or a stump or even just the roots under the in the grass where there used to be a tree, the mushrooms will come up. And like I said, most of them, although I don't recommend randomly eating them, most of them will be edible.
Okay. Now I heard that you have a book coming out. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. It's called Wild Mushrooms from Forest to Table. So it's a practical guide. It has recipes and it tells you how to gather them and, you know, how to figure out what they are and you know, where to get help from others. And coming out in August, and it's for info on that, you go to my website, alanmuscat.com. And, you know, the two websites are connected, but there's a lot of articles on there also that I've posted on, you know, specific subjects. But, you know, the book alone isn't going to make someone, you know, safe to start eating. I mean, the thing I stress over and over again is find someone to learn from. And, you know, wherever you live, there's got to be, you know, someone nearby who you can go out with and practice with, because it's a skill. You know, you have to learn from another person and from practice.
Yeah, it sounds like that's something we can do, obviously, with you. Do you have any fun stories or unique stories from all the different guests you've had out on tours? Anything that rings a bell?
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing it about 20 years now, and I've actually been pulling up a lot of stories that I had forgotten about over the years in the writing of this book that I'm just finishing up now. What occurs to me. One of the funny things people have been saying recently, for some reason, I don't know if it's kind of like in the air, but like people really like the wildness of, you know, foraging. But lately people have been wanting to like start like eating the plants without even using their hands. You know, they want like to crawl up and like grab it with their mouth, like they're like a, you know, wild animal.
Okay, that's not me.
That's not you, yeah. Well, I mean, the funny thing is most people are the opposite. I mean, they always, you know, they ask about like, what if a dog peed on it or something? And,
yeah,
you know, I tell them, you know, that'll wash off, but, you know, pesticides and GMOs and stuff like those don't wash off, you know.
I just thought of a strange question.
Yeah.
Darn. It came and went. Okay. So Steve, come up with a question.
Right, so,
I'm going to think of mine again.
So while you're doing that, so where are these trails? So are they over by the Grove Park Inn that you just kind of, you know, park there and go in? Or are they like in public parks or?
Okay. And I remembered. Oh. So I'm next.
Yeah. Yeah, the Grove Park has its own thing called Sunset Trail, and it's very small, but most of the edibles we're going to show are, I mean, they could be in the landscaping. I mean, they're in a field that borders the golf course. I mean, aside from, like I just said, you know, the pesticides is what you have to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere that there's sun, like, and they're not spraying, you know, what we call weeds are going to come up. And, you know, a lot of those are edible. I mean, we found wild grapes growing, you know, like muscadines, you know, right on the borders of the Grove Park. And I don't think anyone planted those, you know.
So it's not like you have to have some hiking experience to go trekking deep into the woods to you know, traverse a waterfall or something.
No.
to get to the perfect spot.
No, I mean, I used to sell to restaurants. I mean, I had 75 restaurants, and I picked several hundred pounds a year. And the embarrassing truth is that a lot of times I would just, like, be driving around in my car spotting things.
All right, so we only have one more minute, and I wanted to ask, what would be the best source, the best food or source out there to keep you hydrated if you're lost?
Oh, right. Yeah, well, you got me. Well, spring, or the water that you carried with you. But
Nope, lost it.
If you're lost, hydrate. Okay, well, there's a plant called water leaf, which actually has a lot of water in the stem. And if that's around, you could chew a bunch of the stems of that.
Okay.
And you'd get water that way. How about that?
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Quick, give me another crazy...
Well, unfortunately, we've got to wrap up the show here. Alan, thank you so much for joining us. A Taste Like Home, Alan Muscat. And we're going to check out the tours.
Yeah, we'll have to get to Asheville.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Thank you for listening to Vacation with the Griswolds. Interested in planning your next vacation with the Griswolds?
go to GriswoldRadio.com or call 678-815-1584.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have
Biz Talk Radio.